I'd like to home in on one particular topic of interest to me that is near and dear to my heart, and that is getting the dirt. Getting the dirt on witnesses, and more importantly, how do you use that dirt during a deposition? So, step one, you have to have a plan. And before you have a plan, you need to know what your goal is. Is your goal to facilitate an early settlement? Are you going to put early pressure on the other side? Or is your goal to develop your trial arsenal and to start setting your traps early? Knowing your goal will inform the decisions that you make about acquiring documents to use during the deposition. Relentless preparation is, of course, also key. You have to do your homework before you get there, because if you get there and you don't have what you need when you need it, things aren't going to work out so well for you. And so we start with, what do we have? Well, whether you're on the plaintiff's side or the defense side, you have your client documents. And you may have some things that you've already received in discovery. So you need to go through and carefully catalog, review, and organize all of those documents before you can start to figure out what don't you have. If the other side, for example, has referenced policies and procedures, do you have a copy of the current policies and procedures? Do you have copies of past policies and procedures that may have existed at the time of the event or the incident in question? You want to make sure you tailor your subpoena so that you have the next universe of documents or the next level of documents that you'll need before you go into your deposition.